Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, Miles. My name is James Banks, and I'm a longtime customer of yours. And I'm doing the Willie's Jeep build.
Yes, sir.
I have, so far, I'm up to issues 47, 48, 49, and 50, which I received, okay, on February 2nd. Well, it shows on the paper February 2nd. Anyway, another shipment was sent out on February 19th. Okay, and it said DHL picked it up, and USPS in Hebron, Kentucky was waiting on the item. Then the last thing we see was an update says en route. It doesn't tell us where it's at. Now, typically, it doesn't take this long to get from Hebron, Kentucky to Smelterville, Idaho. So I'm trying to figure out where the package is, what's going on with it.
Okay. And I'm just getting over to where I can search for your order in our database, and I apologize for this delay.
Yeah, usually doesn't take this long to get my build.
Oh, I understand.
So it's like the 19th, and now it's the 25th. That thing should have been here.
Oh, yes, sir. I understand.
And your wonderful customer service rep that answered the phone, she's a very nice lady, but she can only tell me what she sees, you know. And I says, well, surely somebody can make a phone call to DHL or something to say, hey, where's this guy's package? Where's it at? What'd you guys do with it?
No, we don't have the ability to call DHL. You could contact DHL, but we can't contact DHL, unfortunately. But I believe I have located your account. I understand you've already confirmed the name associated with the account. Can you confirm
That's
the address
correct.
Associated with the order?
P.O. Box 5143 South Breeden, Smelterville, Idaho. That means we're way up in the north, up in the Rocky Mountain range, you know?
Oh,
out
cool.
Out in the BFE, you know?
Yeah, the BFE, I got you. You don't have to, yeah, okay. And the zip code?
83868.
And then finally, the email address?
jncbanks@yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you. I'm pulling up the ledger notes so then I can access the tracking and see if I can find out anything helpful.
Yeah.
And I thank you for your patience.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's see here. Thank you for your patience.
Okie dokie. Yes, like I explained to the lady, I says, I spent 35 years in the transportation industry.
So the so as of today, the product is en route. So that means that once it gets to your area, it'll be provided to the U.S. Postal Service, and then the U.S. Postal Service will finalize the delivery. So what it seems like to me is that as of February 19th, the product was at a DHL facility, and they kind of just, you know, they kind of just sat on it. And then as of February 25th, they finally got it started moving it again.
So what's taking them so long?
Oh, who knows? You never know with these shipping companies. It's unfortunate, but it seems like it departed a DHL e-commerce facility on February 19th, and then they just kind of sat on it, and then they finally updated the tracking today to say that it's en route. So it's en route, yeah. And it should be provided to the Postal Service relatively soon. It's got to make it to closer to your area so they can provide it to the Postal Service, and when they do provide it to the Postal Service, the Postal Service will, you know, do the last mile delivery. And what I can do for you, I mean, I know it's only so helpful. I can send you an email with a link to the DHL tracking, as well as a link to the U.S. Postal Service tracking. So you'll be able to track it ways.
Yeah, I've been tracking it on USPS tracking.
Yeah, you'll want to keep an eye on the DHL tracking so that you'll be able to see what DHL is doing. Let's see here. Just getting this email set up to send to you.
But they'll use the same tracking number as the post office will?
Yes, the DHL tracking uses the same exact tracking number.
Okay, because you know sometimes two different companies, they have two different tracking numbers.
Oh, that's very true. But in this case, DHL uses the – DHL might internally have a tracking number, but you can track it with the U.S. Postal Service tracking number. But you don't have to go through all that extra steps because I'm sending you the direct links to the tracking for your package.
That'll be great.
Let's see here.
Now – do they ship it out of Hebron, Kentucky?
No, the shipping actually begins in Jeffersonville, Indiana. So what I've done is I've sent that email to your email address. The subject of the email just simply reads tracking for your shipment. And it's from and the email is from Miles with Customer Service at gmail.com. So you'll know that that's, you know, a legitimate email that you actually want to view.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you got an email that just happened to say tracking for your shipment and it was from some unknown person or, you know, then I would never recommend opening an email like that. But since this one is coming from me.
I don't open attachments.
I understand that. That's good thinking. And also, you don't want to click on links and emails from senders that you don't know.
Exactly. Now, where is Jefferson at?
Jeffersonville, Indiana?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember where that is. Is that down by Indianapolis?
I'm going to find out.
Let's see. Because it seems like counterproductive to go from Jefferson, Indiana, over to Hebron, Kentucky, and then back west again. Because I know it goes over to Sumner, Washington.
I don't know what. I don't know why the decision is made to go to do things that way, but Jeffersonville isn't too far away from Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh, okay. I know where Lexington is.
Yeah, Jeffersonville isn't too terribly. I mean, that's probably an hour and a half drive, I would imagine, or more to get to Lexington. But it's not terribly.
So it's not that far.
Not really. I mean, you could pull it up on a map if you wanted to look at Jeffersonville, Indiana, and then make your own judgments on what you think.
All I know was with all my build orders, they end up in a place called Sumner, Washington, which is like a suburb of Seattle. And USPS grabs it there. Then it goes back east to Spokane, Washington. And then it goes from Spokane, Washington, across the border to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And then from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, it comes over the pass to Pinehurst, Idaho. The Pinehurst post office transfers it to our little post office in Smelterville.
Oh, okay.
See, in Smelterville, the reason you see a P.O. box and a street address is because I guess the U.S. Postal Service, you know, thinks that Smelterville is too small and we don't deserve to get a mail carrier to deliver to our house. So because we don't get delivery of mail to our homes via mailman, we get a free P.O. box.
Oh, well, that's cool that you get a free P.O. box, but there's the added inconvenience of having to go pick your mail up from that P.O. box.
Yeah, and on top of that, we have to fill out a form every year to show that we still live where we live to deserve that free P.O. box.
Ah, well, at least it's only a once-a-year inconvenience.
this is terrible. This is what happens when you live in BFE Rocky Mountain area.
I hear you, but I bet, you know, living out there and having the peace and quiet and the scenery, and I don't know if you have any land, but if you do, I mean, just those benefits would, you know, outweigh, you know, the fact that you live in BFE.
Other than the fact that we get the Montana cold sometimes in the winter, it gets really frigid here. And sometimes we end up with like 4 or 5 feet of snow in our yards.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I could see
how
that...
In the wintertime here, you have to have a four-wheel drive to get around in the winter. If you don't have a four-wheel drive, you just, well, stay home because you're not going anywhere.
Oh, that makes sense. Yes, sir.
So...
Where I live, we're lucky to see a snowflake once a year.
I was just watching on Facebook and somebody here was complaining because the county, you know, went and plowed the road and it burned this guy in across his driveway. And it's like, really? You burned my driveway in, and I just got it cleaned up, and you run through and burn it in? Isn't there something? It's like, dude, it's a way of life up here. It happens. Berms are normal. It's just the way it is in the wintertime. If you don't want your vehicles and your driveway to be bermed in, then I suggest you move to Yuma, Arizona. Then you
yes,
won't
sir.
Have that issue.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Otherwise, deal with it like everybody else does.
That's
right. When
the plow
comes through and burns you in, get your snow blower or your snow shovel out and go clean it up.
That's the thing to do, absolutely.
But it ain't going to do you no good to sit here and whine and cry about it on Facebook.
You're absolutely right.
Probably a California transplant.
Probably so. Yes, sir. Someone who's not used to it and just doesn't understand.
There you go.
Well,
all right. Well, I appreciate your time and your effort.
Oh, you're and very
tell
welcome.
That nice, tell that nice lady that transferred me to you, you know, that she did her job wonderfully and she has a good attitude, and I appreciate what she tried to do to help.
Oh, will do. Absolutely, sir. No problem at all. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
Yeah, maybe you get me a winning lottery ticket.
Ah, well, if I happen to come across the winning lottery numbers, I'll certainly pass them on.
Right. No, you won't be at Eagle Moss anymore. You'll be sitting on a beach in Cancun with a drink in your hand.
You know it.
Yes, know that.
Sir.
So are you in, Jeff? Are you in, where are you at in this country?
I'm in Montgomery, Alabama.
Oh, shoot, you Southern boy.
Yes, sir. Born and raised and lived here all my life.
Yeah. Cool, that's good. I got a, what is it, a great niece that lives in down by Gauthier, Mississippi.
Oh, very cool.
She's right there. They live, you know, her husband's a boat engine mechanic.
Oh, very nice.
All right. Well, thank you very much, sir. And watch them tornadoes down there. Don't let them get to you or the hurricanes.
We'll be avoiding them at all costs. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. It was my pleasure to assist you. And I would ask that you please hold for a short one-question survey after this call.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Please hold.